Well, Lee, Meta's federal trial begins today.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to say, look, I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. I don't like the fact that he censored me.
Yeah.
I'll never forgive him for it. But he's going on trial today for one reason in California, in federal court. As attorneys from California, Colorado, Kentucky, New Jersey are seeking a financial penalty that could, in theory, total as much as $1.4 trillion. Plus changes to how the company operates Facebook and Instagram. States were among 29 that sued the tech giants in 2023, including this state. What do they want from Zuckerberg besides money? What's the one thing he could do that would end this?
Censor conservatives?
Well, that comes later.
Yes.
He already did that.
Yeah.
No, that comes later. He could agree to do one thing. Demand digital ID and a face scan to use Facebook and Instagram.
There is that. And that, of course,
that's what they want.
Ties into what we just mentioned.
And to his credit, he's refused. He won't do it. Says, no, not going to do it. That's why he's in court facing financial ruin right now.
No.
All he has to do is say, hey, listen, I will create for the government the equivalent of a social media government controlled license. I'll do it. I'll do what Australia did. I'll do what the UK is scheduled to start doing next year. Do you realize what's going to happen in the UK? Can you even imagine this? This is what they want Zuckerberg to do. He knows what it is because he's doing it in other countries. There's no choice. That's the law there. And here, instead of making it the law, they're trying to come at it through severe financial damages.
Right.
Because he won't give in. In 2027, folks are going to pick up their phones to do what they normally do. Go, you know, sip their coffee, check out Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media they are on. And they're going to find their phone is useless. They're going to try to go over to Google to see what the heck is going on. Useless. Can't access. What do you need to do? Go ahead and submit your facial scan right now. Let us biometrically scan your face. In the case of the UK, that will be stored in the database. But don't worry, it's super duper private. It's not going to be shared with anyone except the government. And then, oh, by the way, you can either submit your digital ID along with your facial scan to verify it's you, or you could do the facial scan in a credit card because the credit card backgroundingly is so good now that it could serve as a digital ID when paired with the face scan. Or guess what? Your phone's basically not going to work anymore. I mean, you could call someone if you want. You could text, but that's it. No online access. You decide. Millions will scan their faces before noon. And it's on. This is the mark of the beast. No, I mean, I hate to be facetious. Yeah. It literally is the mark of the beast. Call what you want. You have to submit or you're cut off from the world. It's the beginning of it. It's incredibly dangerous. All of this, by the way, justified by this idiotic idea that social media is too addictive for children. Lee, they need to make it suck more. That is their argument. I don't understand the legal precedent here. I'm just very confused. Because, yeah, like, here's my problem, okay? If I walk into Chick-fil-A and I smell the french fries, the fight begins internally. I love their french fries. I love that, especially the ones that have the little skin on the one side. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And the ones that like a little crispy, but not too much.
Right.
And extra salt.
Right there.
Yeah, and I can smell them. I can smell them when I walk through the door. It's torture. I tell my kids, don't let me have a fry. Don't let me do it. Don't give me a rent. Don't give me one. Nope. Sure, Mom. No. No fry. Like, they're so good. This is the same thing. Should I be able to sue Chick-fil-A? The fries are too good. I need them to suck more. Because I sometimes, like, I give in. I'd have the one, and then before I know it, I've eaten half my son's fries, and he's slapping my hand away, you know, because I've told him to. And it, like, where does this end? Where does this end? Well, I spent too much at Macy's this month. It's not my fault. The website makes the clothes look so good. I need $1 million. That's where we are. We will rue the day we did this to Zuckerberg. And the only reason, Lee, that Zuckerberg is holding out is because Elon Musk is holding out. And he's going to look bad if he gives in. People are going to lose it when they understand they need a license to use the internet. And our side of the aisle is just like, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Yeah, okay, yeah, teenagers really bad. No, mom and dad, you regulate the phone. Not Mark Zuckerberg. This is incredibly dangerous. And very alarming. By the way, South Carolina has already passed a law. It'll take effect in 2027. And you'll try to go online. You'll see some version of more than likely. Go ahead and scan your face, provide your digital ID. And I hope when South Carolinians get that message to their shock on whatever day that happens in 2027, I hope there's a little line saying your state legislature voted for this.
Yeah.
Now go ahead. Oh, you need to get on Google for work? Yeah, go ahead, scan your face. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Do you know, by the way, who's funding all this? I did a deep dive on Grok on this. The biometric and digital ID industry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder if they're going to profit from this.
I can't imagine. You know who else is funding this? This is the weird part, okay? Zuckerberg. Right, against himself? Looks like that.
Yeah.
But no, here's what he's doing. He's trying to get laws passed. It's not it was actually the digital ID industry that funded it in this state. So they can, you know, go ahead and surveil you, create the B system. Yeah, your representatives voted for that. It was fabulous. But what Zuckerberg's doing, he's funding a separate set of bills to get ahead of this that would require the App Store to do the digital ID, the facial scan, all of that, instead of the social media providers, right? On the theory that, well, the app is actually your access point, you know, so you should just go ahead and do the scan to prove that you're not underage at the App Store, not at Facebook.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense. I mean, yeah. I still get the point, but that makes more sense than...
Yeah. So he's backing those versions of it. And then the digital ID industry is backing the rest, like the ones in this state. And by the way, they were pushed by the most conservative organizations in this state.
No.
I don't even know. I don't even know. Whatever.
It's for the children. Tara.
For the children. I mean, I was going to Freedom Caucus members. Do you realize you voted for this? They all did. All of them. There's only like one person in the legislature didn't vote for it. They all fell for it. So I can't get too mad at them. I missed it too. I mean, I didn't even see the bill was coming up. It was like, it was crazy. So understand the purpose of this is, hey, in order to protect the kids from getting addicted to the internet or something, we have to scan every adult's face to prove you're not a kid. And here's how they'll do it. This is what our law says. If Zuckerberg misses even one on Instagram or a kid, you know, a kid gets through using mom's face or, you know, mom's ID or I don't know, something without, that's why they need the face scanly. If even one kid gets through, our state law says that family can sue. It makes it easier for them to sue civilly and win millions of dollars. So Zuckerberg can't risk even one getting through. So they're going to have a double, triple security system.
Well, and we know that, you know, all those are completely foolproof and there will never be any problems anymore because, you know, technology is perfect all the time,
oh,
right,
sure.
Tara?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. All these people are like, oh, no, the flock camera might catch me you drive by. Well, I mean, I'm worried about that too, I guess. But this, do you understand? No more internet anonymity. It's over. Every post, every message, every account, every comment that you thought you were making it under, you know, tomorrow's 69, your handle, all tied to you now. Internet anonymity is gone. What am I describing with this? You can understand. What is this that I'm describing? It is the basis of the Chinese social credit system. In their country, they called it the key. Because back then, Lee, you had to actually, you know, put what looked like a hard drive into your computer, like one of those little thumb drives. You don't have to today. They can authenticate without it. But back then, to be allowed on the internet in China, you had to put it in to end your anonymity. And that's what allowed you to exist in the social credit system so they could judge, analyze, categorize, and score everything you do online. Including, by the way, if you don't spend enough time reading things the Communist Party would like you to see, your score goes down. So it's not just, hey, you can't say what you want, you can't do what you want, all of this. By the way, it's attached to your bank account, your ability to fly, your ability to get on a bus. Think what the Democrat Socialist America could do with this if Zuckerberg, you know, crumbles and gives into it. And Fox News promotes it every single day. They have a segment. Ha ha, let's save the kids. It's going to be great. Don't ask any questions. Just don't ask any questions. Just, yeah, save for the children. U.S. Senate debate last night. What a train wreck for Darlene Graham. Holy cow. But this answer by Ralph Norman also getting some attention. That's why I texted him about it this morning. I wanted to clarify it. I think some are misunderstanding it online. I'm going to play his answer first. He's asked about essentially what is a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants. I've got him on the line to kind of clarify this, but I want to play it because some folks online, I think, are twisting it into something that it's not. Here's from the debate last night.
Do you support the rights of those in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, DACA? Also migrants with valid visa status, green card holders, asylum seekers, naturalized citizens, and others who are legally going through the citizenship process. Do you believe in a pathway to citizenship for those folks?
Here's what I believe in: legal immigration, not illegal immigration. The president has got, you know, we have to have a pathway, but you have to get the illegals out of the country now. You're either legal or you're not, and you get them out of the country. And then you have an expedited area for those workers who have been here and have not caused trouble and provide work and for different companies. You have a organized way to do it.
Ralph Norman is on the line. I contacted him this morning, wanted to make sure that I understood him correctly there. He has an A-plus rating from Numbers USA. We have Rosemary Jenks on the show regularly here. One of the highest ranking members of Congress on a safe, secure border and fighting amnesty. Ralph Norman joins us this morning. By the way, great debate performance last night.
Well, thank you, Sarah. I'm glad to be people in South Carolina and really across the country got to see it. We're in a battle with basically a Republican who's been funded by Democrats. I mean, that's the bottom line. So I was glad to be on. I wish we had another one today, which she would hit canceled. But anyway, last night was good to get our views across.
Absolutely. And I was really glad you asked her about the Democrat funding. She said she was not aware that the Democrats have put $1 million of ads against you to elect her, even though the PAC itself put out a press release announcing it. Can you react to her saying she's not aware of that?
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Tara, for her to say that is so disingenuous. Look, they've got $2 million coming after me. I thought it was $1.2 million. One was by a billionaire who made his money in cryptocurrency and that was heavily supported Kamala Harris. Both of them did. There's another one Bernie Sanders has that is contributing. All that to say is the $2 to $4 million that they will put in this campaign to go after me and to stop me means exactly what it is. It's money that's funding all these ads that she had to approve. Secondly, if you want to see how much money she's actually gotten into the campaign, $90,000. That's all she has. I have close to $3 to $4.5 million, either of my own money or for the people in South Carolina who gave us funding, and I'm proud of that. But now she cannot be oblivious to where her ads—they're not free. She knows that, and so you know it was just disingenuous, and she misspoke on so many things. I think she said South Carolina had 500 million people, or 50 million people, really. It's 5.2 million people. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad people saw it, and evidently a lot of people tuned into it.
Ralph Norman, speaking of kind of misspeaking, or just the answer to that question on a pathway to citizenship, you have always been strongly against that. Going back to when I was interviewing you when you were running for Congress, you said, no, I'm not voting for an amnesty bill. I'm not voting for pathway to citizenship. Could you clarify your answer last night? On that question?
First of all, I led off with, if you're illegal, you get out of the country. You put them out, which President Trump is doing. Pathway was the wrong word to use. You get them out. Now, visas and trying to put have something where people can work in this country, I think needs to be done sooner rather than later after the illegals are out, meaning everybody. So that's my position. I'll vote against the current bill that is being proposed in the House about pathways. It was the wrong word to use.
So I want to, yeah, and that was my next question for you. There is an amnesty bill right now, and we know, waiting for after the midterms by the Republicans. There's two, actually. There's a farm worker amnesty, and then there's a larger Republican-sponsored amnesty bill as well. You will, I want to make sure we understand each other. You're going to be a firm no on both those, correct?
Yes, because there's not has not been enough thought put in that to really make sure that it's what it is. But it's a pathway, which is the wrong way to approach it, particularly when you have those who are on the voter rolls now, and that was the whole purpose of the opening the doors to America, to get them on the voter rolls for the Democrats and take advantage of every giveaway program that we have.
So, just to be clear, no way, no pathway to, you will not vote for any pathway to citizenship for anyone who's an illegal immigrant in this country right now.
That's correct.
Okay. I want to make sure that was clear, because, you know, I listened to it again. It was the whole kind of question was very confusing, and your answer even more so. So there's some folks online now, I think, saying, oh, he says he's going to vote for amnesty and all of it. So I wanted to go ahead and hear directly from you what the record was.
And my vote will be a no on both of them. And any other version that comes up, we've got such a convoluted mess with what's happening. And you hear still the thoughts that we're going to have more people coming into the country, that some of our illegal, some of the, what we're doing is not working. They're coming across the border. But bottom line, we get most of them, or at least the criminals out now. We'll get everybody out after he gets the criminals out first, which Trump has done a pretty good job. The media has been after him at every level, which is just not right.
I want to ask you to react to this. This has gone uber viral this morning, Ralph Norman.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security. So, but I do support the military.
Can you react to that?
Tara, you know, she signed up to do this. She signed up to run to be one of 100 senators, and to have this job for 6 years, to not know that is pretty dangerous, really. I don't think she knew we were trading partner with Taiwan. I don't think she, I don't know. It was shocking, and it should go, you know, that's why we need more debates, so that she can explain that and other things that she may have feel or misinterpreted. She, you know, no one was supposed to have notes in there. I didn't have notes, and I wrote things down when I got up there. Evidently, she had notes already typed out and written, or not typed out, but written. The one time I looked over there, and she was reading from them. So I don't, you know, it's a strange thing. It's kind of sad, to be honest with you.
Ralph Norman, anything else we need to know this morning?
No, I think you're seeing a, you know, and we hadn't seen the last of it, Tara. We've got an assault from what the Washington elite that are trying to derail me, and what they're putting out is just wrong. It's lies. I would never do that to her. Take me on with issues. Take me on with whatever I voted for over the 8 years I've been there, but not this. And this is the lobbyists and the mainstream media who are going after us. And it's going to be interesting if President Trump still comes down, which is another thing that I really don't understand if he does.
You know, speaking of which, I got to ask you this, because, you know, you've been in politics for a while. I've run campaigns, I've run statewides. In order to get, I mean, you know how broke the Democrat Party is right now, right? I mean, you've read about it. I mean, they had to mortgage the DNC headquarters, get a line of credit for $15 million just to compete in the midterms. And yet they're spending $1 million on defeating you and getting Darlene Graham elected. You and I both know that does not happen because they think you're a nice person. They think Darlene Graham's a nice person. You have to promise to vote with them on key issues you do. They won't spend that money. Why do you think they're spending money when they're so desperate for money? I mean, they could be spending it in Texas. That's going to be a close race for Senate on Tallarico. They could spend it in North Carolina and push Roy Cooper over. But they're spending it on Darlene Graham to get her elected and defeat you. Can you just give me, you must have a theory on this. Why are they doing that? Why are they after you specifically?
Well, they know what I'll do in the Senate. I'll blow the Senate up, whether it's the filibuster, whether it's the way they've been doing business. It's been a graveyard of, as I mentioned, for good bills. No, I'll tell you why they're doing it, Tara. They're getting a return on investment. However many millions they spend, they will get that back, whether it's through their lobbyists, through their special interests. They know I will not do that. And so their gravy train ends on the 25th next week. So it's not going to work. But they're doing everything they can to, and we found out some other things that's horrendous that they're going to try. And it's a sad day in this country when you have this type of politics. And for Darlene Graham to say she doesn't know anything about it, that's just, if she's that much in the dark, then it's worse off than, her candidacy is worse off than I thought, because it's dangerous for her to even be a candidate.
It really is something. Although after the China answer, Ralph Norman, I'm not convinced that the Graham machine, that campaign isn't promising Democrats she'll vote in ways they're not even telling her about. I don't know if she knows what's going on in her own campaign. She doesn't know who our top enemy is. I mean, I don't know.
I think they will get her to sign a blank check to whatever they tell her. Again, these billionaires don't operate because they're kind Christian people. They operate because they have a mission. It's evil versus good in this election, and not just in my election, but all over the country. And we either fight and stop it, or we condone it. And she will condone it. And it only goes so far as when she continues to say, I don't know anything about it. Well, that's her job. She signed up for it.
Wow. Okay. Well, folks, on that note, the polls open today for early voting. Ralph Norman, where can people go to find your campaign, find out more about you?
Ralph Norman for Senate.com.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Folks, what did I tell you? I've been telling you this whole time, and there's sort of this idea that, wow, okay, Trump's only deported 2 million people, and, we've got to get 20 million out just to cover the Biden years, and, what happened, and, wow, we're never going to make it. And this idea that we've got to put hands on everyone, I've been telling you, no, we're not going to do it that way. I mean, you couldn't do it that way. They're going to leave on their own. They're going to take the $2,500 a head bounty reward, get on that plane and fly home. It's enough to restart your life. Think of your family of three, family of four, off you go. No, got $7,500, $10,000, restart your life. Probably what you'd make in a year in a lot of these countries. You're lucky. And they will go. And you're seeing the pieces of this come together, folks. And also, the reminder is the way that you have been absolutely abused and defrauded. We've talked about we've talked about the refundable tax credits for illegal migrants. $3 billion a year worth. Think about this. The Trump administration, breaking news this morning, the Trump administration is cutting illegal immigrants off from getting kickbacks from four major refundable tax credit programs. Okay. These were only ever supposed to be for Americans. You know how it goes. If you make under a certain amount a year, or you are poor, you get what? You get a tax credit. What is that? That makes tax time like Christmas. Instead of paying in, you get a check. It's a transfer payment. Well, listen to this. The Treasury Department and IRS unveiled new rules Wednesday, according to the New York Post, to tighten the requirements for adoption, child, American opportunity, and earned income tax credits, so only U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, or qualified aliens can get them. So if you have the child tax credit, which, by the way, folks, can get huge if you don't show any income, and what do illegals do? They work under the table. So they're collecting welfare illegally. Over 60% of them, 63%, are on at least one welfare program. And they're not showing employment because they're working under the table. So guess what? That qualifies them for earned income tax credit. Do you ever wonder what you look at them? They're at the store. They got plenty of money. They got new clothes. They're driving new trucks. You can't afford one. That's why you're paying for them to replace you. Under President Trump, the days of illegal aliens collecting taxpayer-funded benefits are over. Now, my question would be, why didn't you do this on day one? But hey, at least it's happening now. So the Treasury Department, and the Democrats are going to sue him. The Treasury Department IRS unveiled new rules on Wednesday to tighten the requirements for it, so that only qualified aliens on a few very narrow visa categories can get them. In other words, you have to be here legally. Folks, $3 billion a year paid to illegals. You know what? It's just pure transfer payments. You go to work like a stupid slave so that your money can then be transferred away from your own children and to a nice illegal immigrant family who's just waiting on standby to replace you as a voter. In fact, 24,000 of them already did vote. Can't wait to find out what swing states that was in. Donald Trump reported that overnight as the Doge team has run through their database they created. The first 128 million votes in the 2020 election. They have 32 million more votes to go. They think there's a lot more in there. And these states were close in 2020. You look at Georgia's 10,000 votes. Trump campaigns always said it was at least 3,000 illegal immigrant votes. So American taxpayers should not be forced to foot the bill for benefits going to those who are barred by law from receiving them. Duh. I mean, folks, how do we get to such a point of lawlessness where you have to be an American to get one of these payments? It's thousands of dollars a kid. And the IRS just ignores that. Ah, shucks. You just got here from Guatemala. Don't even speak English. No big deal. Hey, give us your bank account number. We'll go ahead and transfer that for you. It's been going on for years. We've talked about it for years. You know what it is? If you were to go home today and you're going into, I don't know, CVS on your way home, pick something up. This guy at a parking lot, he's got a gun. Puts a gun to your head, says, give me your wallet. It's no different. It's no different, except they use government as the gun. If you don't pay your taxes, you don't pay up, you hide any money from Uncle Sam, God help you. They will come for you like the hounds of hell. You know they will. Then they take your money. They break the law with it. Transfer it to their friends. The ones who are going to, you know, outvote you so they can keep robbing you using the federal government as a gun. That, folks, when the IRS becomes a gun, becomes an instrument of crime, and you will go to prison for hiding money from them, but think about this, the same IRS is breaking the law every time they transfer one of these payments to an illegal. And yet they will come after you for not turning over your hard-earned money. You let that sink a little. It's enough to want you to start a revolution. Our founders would be ashamed of us. You know how much less they started a revolution over? So much less. Anyway, there's more good news today. So it's good news that we're doing this, right? We have got to win the next election. Oh my gosh, we've got to lose. Our kids would be robbed after us at this rate. They're already robbed. They're taking the money from us and giving it to the illegals. But anyway, this is fantastic. I've been meaning to do this, been on my pile for a while. State Department yanks visas for 175,000 visitors who mocked our laws. So who is in this? They've either committed crimes, defrauded Americans, in other words, a lot of it's ID theft, abused our immigration system, or this is the important one, called for violence against America, U.S. citizens, or supported terror groups. Who is this? Who did Rubio yank the 175,000 visas from? Well, have you noticed it's been very quiet on our college campuses lately? None of this violence against Jews, spit on the Jew on the way to class, take over buildings, fight the Intifada, praise Hamas when you're not even a student there. And instead of ejecting you and your Palestinian friends who should be on a terror watch list and living in their own homes, in their own countries, they tell the Jewish students not to come to class because it's too dangerous while laughing at them? No more. Have you noticed that's over? That's who that was. And you know what some of the criteria, I love this, criteria is if you've praised Hamas or Al-Qaeda or ISIS on your social media in the past, yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, go hang out with your terror homies at home and do your little jihad or whatever. Do that from the comfort of your own home. And where was it again? Yemen? Syria? Yeah, not on our college campuses. 175,000 already gone. Love it. Love it. Because most, we got to send them home now. Give them 10 years of being in Congress. Times have changed. Do you ever drive and you see just somebody cut you off to something incredibly rude or really dangerous? Yeah, that's like every week here in the upstate for me. Yeah, well, the day is when you could let them know your feelings on the matter with a friendly little finger wave. Those are over, folks. Just take a deep breath. Don't respond. Breaking news. We've just had another road rage killing here in the upstate. By the way, if you go back to 2015, I don't know what happened from 2015 on, particularly during the pandemic. These road rage shootings have more than tripled in the country. It's almost 1,000 a year now. Used to be less than 200. I don't know what's up with that, but people are hair trigger. I'm telling you, somebody cuts you off, almost hits you. You just have to smile and nod your head and think, what a flipping idiot. Get a big smile on your face, because I'm telling you, they will full on shoot you. And that's what happened. Simon Alexander Solis Pacheco, 18, was arrested last night after a road rage murder in Greenville. This was Tuesday evening. The shooting occurred near the intersection of Farr's Bridge Road and Eunice Drive following a road rage incident. Pacheco just lost it and shot the victim, 29 years old, Roberto Armando Renaga Flores. They did not know each other. So he's been arrested for murder, folks. Can't respond. You know what? I would even extend this to like somebody cuts you off in line at Walmart or just makes you mad in the parking lot, almost hit your car with a car. You just have to smile and take a deep breath, because I'm telling you what, they will full on shoot you. These people are hair trigger. I wonder what's changed. I don't know. I'll contemplate that and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.